I'm Dave Uram from KYW Morning Sports with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, after a football Sunday. Merrill, yesterday, the Commanders topping the Giants 21-6. What's your takeaway?
It's very early. It's easy to watch a game and you say, well, this team is bad, this team is good. But I try to stay back from being too definitive at this point because I know that September games are not always indicative. Teams don't play a lot of players during the preseason. It's different than it used to be when they used to have a bunch of preseason games and they used to call that third preseason game the dress rehearsal game. But based on what I saw yesterday, the Giants have the same old problem. They can change quarterbacks all they want, and there was nothing wrong with the way Russell Wilson played, but they still have a very deficient offensive line. They had virtually no running game. Washington was okay. I mean, they won convincingly. Jaden Daniels did a lot of good things. They were a talented team. But they made mistakes also. But basically, the thing I come away with most from this game is that the Giants have done nothing to really improve that offensive line.
At the same time, the Commanders, like the Eagles, are 1-0, the two teams that were playing for a trip to the Super Bowl last season. While it's too early, Merrill, to really decide who's good and who's not good, how do you foresee or at least predict the Commanders' season going?
Well, I think the Commanders are the second-best team in the NFC East, and I think they are a good team. I still think the Eagles are the best team going into the season. But injuries along the way will play a huge role on who eventually survives.
Looking ahead towards this upcoming weekend, Kansas City Chiefs, I'm sure you got a chance to catch that game on Friday, Chiefs Chargers in Brazil, which the Chiefs lost. What did you think from that?
Well, the basic reason they lost was because their pass defense could not stop Justin Herbert. They were very, very weak, and he just picked them apart over the middle, worked the short passing game, and Kansas City just couldn't defend it. The other thing to keep in mind is that Kansas City lost their fastest receiver, Xavier Worthy. He'll have an MRI this week, but I don't know what the outcome is, but it appeared that the injury to his shoulder was serious enough that the Eagles will not have to face him.
That's unfortunate. You never want players to get injured. That's a shame. So wishing him the best. Merrill, obviously the big story with the Eagles as this new week begins is what's going to happen with defensive tackle Jalen Carter in terms of any potential punishment from the league after he spit on Dak Prescott at the beginning of the Eagles game against the Cowboys. Now that you've had some time to really think about it, because we talked, you know, shortly after and it was tough to process everything that happened, what's your takeaway from that situation with Jalen Carter and Dak Prescott very early in the game?
My whole feeling about it is that it was a stupid thing to do. It was a mistake. It was unsportsmanlike. There should have been a 15-yard penalty. There should have been a fine. But taking him out of that game for that was ridiculous, in my opinion. He should not have been suspended from the game. He should have been penalized, should have been fined. But to take a player out of a game like that completely changes the whole game. I think the officials have to show more discipline than that.
Eagles were still able to win. How concerned are you that the NFL may suspend Jalen Carter for at least the next game?
I would be very surprised if they did and very disappointed.
We'll see what happens. Merrill, always appreciate your thoughts and insight, and we'll chat again tomorrow. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.